Marketers used to say drinking milk was good for you because it built strong bones. Well, milk has reinvented itself. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports on the dairy industry's efforts to grab the attention of weight-conscious consumers.
One of the new milk commercials starts out with a series of women staring into the camera. They're confessing their dieting excesses.
The only thing I've eaten since November is grapefruit.
I lost weight eating only foods that begin with the letter Q.
I lost 15 pounds by eating naked in front of a mirror.
The commercial goes on to sell milk as the sensible way to lose weight.
If you're looking for healthy weight loss, recent studies suggest that including low-fat or fat-free milk in a sensible diet can be more effective than cutting calories alone.
Milk used to be the best-selling beverage in the country. Americans drank it from cradle to grave. It was wholesome and healthy. But milk isn't number one anymore. Tom Nagel is vice president of marketing at the International Dairy Foods Association.
We're in a big fight against soft drinks, and it's not going to be over quickly.
Competition from Coke and Pepsi has been only part of milk's problem. Milk's healthful image took a beating in the 1970s and 80s as doctors and public health experts began to focus on the link between saturated fat and the nation's number one killer, heart disease. Milk fought back. Like many American foods, it went low fat. Then, in the 1990s, milk got another makeover. It presented itself as a way to fight the growing problem of osteoporosis. Hip fractures were increasing as Americans lived longer, and the industry's research showed that milk could help build bones that last a lifetime. Celebrities like Britney Spears and Cal Ripken began sporting milk mustaches in commercials. Tom Nagel says the ads were targeted at teens.
We lose a lot of milk drinkers when they're teenagers. And so we wanted to make sure that we could get particularly to teenagers with a message that told them it's critical to drink milk. People's bones continue to grow until they're 35.
The ads worked. American teenagers are drinking more milk these days, but average milk consumption among all Americans is still falling. Now milk is reinventing itself yet again, this time to help Americans slim down. Business historian Nancy Kane of the Harvard Business School says milk's strategy makes perfect sense.
Food is subject to the same kind of fashion cycles that hemlines are or that high-tech products are.
These days, the fashion in food is low-carb and high-protein. That's a natural fit for milk. It has lots of protein. And nutritionist David Shard of the Center for Science and the Public Interest says recent research has shown that those who consume more calcium tend to weigh less.
Now, does that mean that consuming calcium, either in the form of pills or as dairy products, will help you lose weight? There, the research is still pretty preliminary. It's what's called, what the industry likes to call, emerging science.
The annals of American food marketing are filled with examples of foods whose benefits are touted before all the facts are in. And marketers have proven they can completely redefine the way consumers think of a food.
Well, one of the things that comes to my mind very quickly is pork.
Carrie Herndon is an agricultural economist at Mississippi State University.
15 years ago, they started advertising pork as the other white meat. And actually, pork is officially as a red meat.
The campaign worked and sales rose. It's too soon to say whether milk will be as successful as pork in building sales. Regardless, you can be sure that as food fashions change, milk will have to be reborn again to survive. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.